Hey guys, welcome to the Perfectly Wasted Podcast. I'm the host, Dull Oxide. Today is episode 33, again, on Anime Talk. You can find all my previous episodes on the Drinking Wiseman YouTube channel, along with my bi-weekly podcast, Brew the Truth, all my day-to-day photos and cosplay photos on my Instagram, at Dull Oxide. Now, again, I'm going to be talking about some of the anime series that I've recently watched and completed. This is just my opinion on these shows, so obviously some people might disagree with me, which is completely fine. People have different interests and like different things. So I've been watching anime for the better part of my life now, upward of, I'd say, 20 years now at this point. So I've got quite a lot of anime that I've watched and that I have fully completed series on, and some that I haven't fully completed series on. So I do have some frame of reference for what I believe is good and what isn't good. Again, people are going to disagree, though. That's completely fine. Now, I would think that some people probably think that my judging on these anime is a little bit harsh and possibly that I'm underrating them, but I'm kind of doing it on my own scale, where if you think of these anime and you get done watching them and you really did enjoy them, how well is it going to hold up in like a year, 2 years? You know, like, is it going to be one of those series that you're going to go back to, like, for instance, a Berserk or a Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, that you could recall just the smallest events that happened inside of episodes because you liked it that much? And that's kind of the scale I'm working off of by myself. Please don't hate. I try not to talk too badly about any of these anime. I know some people do enjoy them, even though I might not like them and find the story kind of weak. So again, this is my own opinion. I will have timestamps inside of the description down below on all of the anime that I'm talking about here today. So please let me know what you think. If you think differently than I do, by all means, if you'd like to maybe collaborate and come on, and if we have a difference of opinion on things and explain why you think something's better than I think it is, that'd be perfectly fine with me too. Direct message me, let me know. That'd be great. So the first anime I want to talk about here is an anime called Fuka. I kind of actually really enjoy watching anime about different like bands and musical animes, actually, like the classical music animes that have been coming out recently, I've really been enjoying. So I do enjoy band animes, and I actually really did enjoy this anime. If you do like slice of life type anime that maybe has like a little bit of a close relationship with how reality works, then I feel like this is definitely one of those types of anime that you'll enjoy. It's a little awkward as they kind of like get their initial group together. It's kind of different because it shows like how a band dynamic works, not really how, like, you know, other band animes that you watch, they get a group together and, you know, they're trying to work really hard and get better at things and trying to perform at like school festivals and things like that. And that's perfectly fine. But the characters inside of this are a little bit more real than inside of some of those other band animes that I've seen. It just kind of is refreshing to see an anime that's like this about bands. So that being said, you know, like I said, if you do enjoy slice of life and things like that, highly recommend it. Check it out. If you like band anime, then this is definitely pretty cool, especially if you're into some stuff like, if you kind of like history of certain like alternative bands and stuff like this, then I think that this is probably closer to what you might actually like as an anime than something like, you know, K-On! Or one of the other anime that's inside of this podcast. Now, the second band anime that's inside of this podcast is going to be Bang Dream. And this is basically, as you can assume by the photo, if you obviously listen to the podcast, you can't see it, a bunch of high school girls that get together and form a band. Now, most of them actually have some kind of background in the instrument that they're playing, and it's kind of like on a whim type anime, which, you know, is very cutesy and has its moments and things like this. In this anime, this is kind of a standard band type anime. You know, they're trying to work to do a show at like a culture festival, and then they go through and they want actually, there's a little bit of odd backstory where there's a live house that they want to play at that potentially may be closing, and so they want to try and get in and play there, and that's kind of what their dream is. So it was quite interesting to watch. It was kind of fun. You get to see a couple of other bands throughout the entire anime, and you get to kind of follow the different troubles that they have in creating like a newly formed band, and how things don't always kind of work out exactly as you have planned, and how they all kind of mesh together and things like this. It was a cute anime. I probably wouldn't recommend watching it unless you wanted to just watch something just to fill time with. I probably would rate it like a 4 or 5 out of 10, where I'd watch it if I had nothing else to watch and I really enjoyed animes about band. But if I didn't and I had something better to watch, I probably wouldn't watch it. Now, the next anime I want to talk about is an anime that took me by surprise. I did not know what it was about. We started watching it, and holy shit, I was just overloaded by it, all right? So its American name is Scum's Wish, and it was fucking phenomenal, all right? And the reason I say this is that this anime was so real life and cringeworthy that watching it, you could not help but feel uncomfortable, all right? Like, there are real teenage problems that happen inside of here. They deal with real life issues that are really, really fucking heavy, and the whole plot is just completely fucked up. It is fantastic. Now, I watched this not expecting anything, not knowing anything about the anime, and when I finished this anime, I just felt like mind-fucked. It was completely all over the fucking place with all the real-world problems that they deal with. This is definitely not quite a slice of life. It's more like a fucked-up life type anime. And the two main characters, the boy and the girl, when you go through and like you kind of understand where they're coming from in like the middle of the series, it really starts to grow on you more how everything that's happening around them is impacting them so much. If you're not into anime that is just going to make you, like, maybe cringe, or that is too close to real life or real life problems, you probably aren't going to like this. I'd say don't watch this if you can't handle people, like, cheating. This is definitely a more adult or young adult type anime compared to something that you might show kids. I would not show this to kids. This definitely has a lot of adult undertone in it. I would say that if you're looking for something interesting to watch, this was definitely interesting. On my scale, I'd give this at least an 8 out of 10. I did enjoy it a lot, so I would highly recommend it. Please check it out. Again, that's Scum's Wish. All right, so then lastly, we're going to talk about an anime that everyone seems to enjoy and be talking about, and that's going to be Dragon Maid. With all the hype that was going on, I couldn't help but be somewhat underwhelmed by it, all right? And the reason that I feel like I was a little bit underwhelmed by it is the backstory is kind of slow going, so you don't really understand what's happening and why it's happening until about midway through the series or later. And I kind of feel like if they had showed the backstory a little bit earlier and we had an understanding for why this dragon was here, it might have helped a little bit. And I also actually feel like if the series was longer than it was, it would have been better. And the reason I feel that is because they developed these characters very well, actually. I really enjoyed all the characters. They were very fun and playful characters. And obviously, you know, the dragons inside of the world was very interesting. But at the same time, they have this underlying story that is kind of dark and that no one really understands the meaning of because they never actually got into the story for it. So while it was entertaining, it was highly entertaining, and I did have a couple of laugh out loud moments because it's, you know, pretty funny when you see, when you take somebody that knows nothing about a world and put them into a world to be like, hey, live your normal life here. It's genuinely funny. You know, there are other anime that have done this and it's always been funny, but at the same time, like, I just couldn't really feel like it was super great, where it could have been really good if they had extended the story just a little bit longer to make it a little bit more impactful when they went through and they ended it. So I would have probably made this maybe like 40 or 50 episodes, and then I might have gotten the story that I was looking for out of it, and I would have watched it all because it was entertaining. But where it stands right now, I feel like in this first season at least, I'd probably rate this as like maybe a 6 or a 7 out of 10. You know, I check it out if you like happy-go-lucky type animes. It does have a slice of life aspect where the main character and co-workers definitely have a regular job and they're trying to work through it with these fantasy aspects happening in the background, kind of. So I would recommend watching it. Obviously, tons of people love this. You know, if you disagree and you think that it was the perfect length, please let me know. I kind of was expecting it to be like pretty phenomenal, and it just kind of fell short of that. So I'm not really sure what exactly I was expecting from it, but you know, it could have definitely been worse. I have seen worse animes that have been hyped more. So it was enjoyable. Again, I'd recommend this. If anything, if I was going to say watch any of the anime that I've talked about inside of this specific episode, I would definitely recommend Scum's Wish, and I would definitely recommend Dragon Maid out of all of them, because they were by far the most entertaining out of them. So today I only talked about four anime, and I know I did kind of like ramble on about things. If you do have a difference of opinion, please do let me know. Please don't be rude about it. That's okay. You can direct message or comment on the video. I'm always open to any suggestions you have to watch anime or for podcast topics. So please do like, subscribe, and share. And if you do dislike or like, please let me know what you liked or disliked about the episode. It helps me greatly trying to make the episodes better. Thanks again for joining us. That was 10 minutes perfectly wasted.